right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays. And of course, that's mountain time. What do we got here today? It's currently 5 degrees in the Crescent Valley with the winds out of the east-southeast at 9 kilometers an hour, humidity 81%, and barometric pressure 102.00 kilopascals. And falling. Falling isn't a good thing. Yeah. Cloudy today with a 40% chance of showers this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds. Snow level will be about the 1100 meter mark, and as mentioned, a high of 8 degrees today. Currently dark. Yeah. Alright, what else do we have here? Overnight we're going to go down to 1 degree, and then tomorrow they're calling for cloudy periods with a few flurries beginning in the morning, flurries and rain showers in the afternoon and early in the evening. And I suspect those flurries will be a little higher elevation than the downtown area of Creston or on the valley floor. And let's see, Saturday, high of 4 degrees, also calling for a 40% chance of flurries, likely rain down here. Sunday, cloudy, high of 5. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, highs of 7, 2, and 3. Yikes. Looks like we got a bit of cool weather coming in here. Anyways, I thought we'd start off the show here today. One of the callers or one of the listeners just told me about a little bit of excitement around their house last night with a house fire of one of the neighbors. Never a pleasant thing, but I got a song here just called House on Fire by Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Come on. Okay, so you're listening to South Kootenai Radio here, and might as well check out Tim in the mornings at 7:30. It'll be a good time.
Overboard, baby, don't you know that I'm on, man, it's the bomb. Did I ever tell you you look like my mom? And you smile like you tell you pull me apart as well and put me back together, hey, to break my heart and sell it. Ice cream and fudge, give me the nuts, live a dope, honey. You be the judge, you got bullets, I got time. You bring the bullets, I bring the wine. You bring the bullets, I bring my blood. Cause I can tell you where it is, but I can tell you where it's at. Money, honey, it's your only friend. You know your friends may take a while for money. Be there in the end, you're in a spin. Oh, it ain't no sin. Drink some gin and have yourself some fun every now and again. Oh, man, I'm bleeding slow. I'm going to bed broke. Mad out is crazy, having a party in my head. But don't mind, big baby, I'm getting kind of sleepy. And baby, that look you've been giving me is getting creepy. You got the bullets, I got the time. You bring the bullets, I'll bring the wine. You bring your bullets, I'll bring my hand. And we can get the hell out before they find out where we're at. You got the bullets, I got time. You bring your bullets, and I'll bring the wine. You bring the bullets, I'll bring my bat. Cause I can tell you where it is,
but I can tell you where it's at.
Wears a big wig seat. It tells me every single morning, boy, you're gonna be big B. It's kind of a cutie. It plays the flute G. And that flute playing big wearing pigs. I flick off the hoodie. Ain't no blowfish. Damn, I'm light as that, so I got this $1 million smile. I take it everywhere I go. Now I keep it hidden deep inside my big old head. I only take it out at night when I'm all alone in bed. You got bullets, I got time. You bring your bullets, I'll bring the wine. You bring your bullets, and I'll bring my bat. I can tell you where it is, but I can tell you got the bullets. I got the time. You bring your bullets, I'll bring the wine. You bring your bullets, and I'll bring my bat. And we can get the hell out before they find out where we're at. You got bullets.
Bob Schneider, Texas boy there. Name of the song, Bullets, and that's from his 2001 release called Lonely Land. We've got some Mason Ruffner on deck with Breakout right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Your eyes are on the prize, but you keep on holding back.
Yeah, Mason Ruffner there, and that particular song, Breakout, was taken from his 1999 release, You Can't Win. Yeah, shortly after that, I went to see Mason at the Chaos Jazz and Blues Club in Calgary. $10 to get in. I couldn't believe it. What a treat. And, of course, took my buddy Louie with me, and he hadn't heard of Mason Ruffner before, and but after about the third song, he was just tickled pink that we were there enjoying the show. That only cost $10. Unbelievable. Anyways, what do we have here? It's time for This Day in Canadian History, or today's Canadian headline, November 14th. Our first story is from 1849 out of Toronto. And that's when Upper Canada becomes the new seat of the Union government after a Tory mob had burned the Montreal Parliament buildings. Wow. Yeah. And what do we have here? 1606 out of Port Royal, Nova Scotia. Marc Lescarbault writes and produces North America's first European drama, Neptune's Theater, staged in canoes outside the fort, complete with verses in French, Gascon, and Micmac. The play is a jovial spectacle where King Neptune arrives in a floating chariot drawn by six tritons, to the sound of trumpets and cannons, to greet Samuel D. Champlain as he returns to Port Royal with Jean du Bencourt du Poutrincourt et de Saint-Just. Oh man, why do I even try? Who was the lieutenant governor of Acadia? Yeah. Let's get on to something I can pronounce. In 1867, it's a birthday. Frederick Banting, physician, and Nobel laureate. Anyway, born in Allison, Ontario in 1891. I don't know why they mentioned the 1867 then. Died in a plane crash en route to England in 1941. After medical training at the University of Toronto, Banting entered the Canadian Army Medical Corps in 1915 and became a captain, then practiced medicine in London, Ontario until 1921. In 1922, working at the U of T in the laboratory of Scottish who's he working with there? J.J.R. MacLeod, and aided by Canadian Charles Best. Banting discovered the pancreatic hormone insulin used to treating diabetes. Following year, he and MacLeod won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Objecting to the credit given MacLeod, who had not participated in the discovery, Banting shared his half with Best. MacLeod divided his share with Canadian chemist J.B. Collip, who helped MacLeod purify insulin after its isolation. In 1923, U of T set up the Banting Best Department of Medical Research with Banting as its director. In 1934, he was knighted and died in a plane crash on a way to England to take a wartime post. What else do we have here? Anything else? Brian Bugsy Watson, a hockey player, was born on this day in 1942. Watson played with the NHL Montreal Canadiens, Detroit Red Wings, Pittsburgh Penguins, and Washington Capitals. And also, Charles Philip Arthur George, Prince of Wales, future King of England, born on this day in London, England in 1948, first child of Elizabeth II, Prince Charles. Oh, happy birthday, Charles. Yes. And anything else? I think that's about it. Oh, 1991, Ontario sells Skydome to a consortium of 8 companies for $280 million in cash and tax breaks. Oh, and in 1989, CP Rail starts cabooseless train operations. Yeah, CN follows suit on February the 1st, 1990. There you go. And in 1982, workers raised the inflatable roof on Vancouver, BC's place, completing Canada's first dome stadium. The stadium opened the following June. Yeah. All right. Let's get back to some tunes here. I have some J.J. Gray and Mafro. And this is from the 2010 release, Georgia Warhouse. And the name of the song is called Hide and Seek, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Anytime is time for South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting from the Creston Valley.
Skinnerd for you. That particular tune, Searchin', was taken from their live album of 1976. Just called One More From or For the Road. Yeah. Anyways, Alan Collins, Ronnie Van Zandt song right there. And I see we're sitting at 8 o'clock, and of course, not only do I notice the time on the clock is at the top of the hour, also got a couple of pencil necks here behind me fidgeting away, got their little notepad and pencil and all that good stuff. They're just itching to get that 4 minutes and 30 seconds of a news update brought to you, and so I'm going to let them go for it. Then we'll be back on the second half hour. Some more great music right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is November 14th and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. We go first to the humanitarian crisis in the Philippines and the ongoing effort to get aid to the millions of people affected by last week's typhoon. 6 days after the storm, and in many cases, food, water, and medicine still isn't getting into some of the hardest hit areas. The CBC's David Common is in Manila.
Well, it's certainly a negative response. After days of people just trying to struggle to imagine what has taken place in this country, they're now pointing fingers at the government over what they feel is a very slow response, that we still don't even know many places how bad it is. We don't have a sense of what's happening in certain parts of this country yet, and the feeling of the public is that a country like the Philippines really ought to know how bad it is, ought to be able to coordinate this in a much better way than it is. And so we see criticism certainly in the press and elsewhere today today being the first day that we've really seen something like that.
That's the CBC's David Common in Manila. Incidentally, response officials are saying that today's arrival of the U.S. aircraft carrier, the George Washington, may end up being a game changer. It means that helicopter aid flights in and out of the disaster zones can now land and take off 24 hours a day. Now to Toronto, where there are new developments in the Rob Ford story, with previously censored court documents being made public. They contain police interviews with dozens of people with ties to the Toronto mayor. The CBC's Amanda Margeson reports.
Police say Rob Ford's staff members alleged the mayor's substance abuse problem was serious. They interviewed a former chief of staff who says he was told Ford may have taken OxyContin. Investigators say another staff watched him smoke a joint, even finding one in his desk. As for other illegal drugs...
Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
The mayor's admitted it, but police say his staff members never saw him smoking it. Alcohol's another story. Police say one employee was in Ford's car when he allegedly downed a Mickey of vodka and kept on driving. As for Rob Ford's repeated message about saving tax dollars, police say City Hall employees allege their time was often spent buying the mayor alcohol, running personal errands, even changing light bulbs at the mayor's house. Amanda Margeson, CBC News, Toronto.
Two council meetings will be held tomorrow where motions will be filed calling for Ford to be stripped of some of his powers as mayor. Still in Toronto, police will unveil details later this morning of a child sexual abuse investigation that involves a number of countries and has resulted in hundreds of arrests. Police say more than 300 people have been taken into custody and more than 350 children have been rescued. The Supreme Court of Canada is hearing arguments this week from the Harper government about how it can reform or perhaps even abolish the Senate. And the main question involves the provincial consensus that would be needed. The federal government says 7 out of 10 provinces need to be on board, representing 50% of the population. And that argument got interesting yesterday when it was put forward by Graham Mitchell, the lawyer representing the province of Saskatchewan. Here's the CBC's Allison Crawford.
Supreme Court Justice Andromache Karakatsanis sounded dubious and pushed his reasoning with an extreme example, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms.
The charter presumably can be changed under the 750 rule.
Yes, that would be our submission.
So the right to vote, the right to elections can be abolished under the 750.
Mitchell responded yes, and that's when Justice Louis Lebel stepped in.
So Canada could be turned into a dictatorship under Section 38.
I'm sure, with all due respect, Justice LaBelle, that the framers would never contemplate, nor would our current participants in Confederation contemplate, removing the right to vote.
Alberta is the only province that agrees with Saskatchewan on how to abolish the Senate. All the others insist the federal government would need unanimous consent from the provinces. Allison Crawford, CBC News, Ottawa.
Yeah, and my only concern with the no Senate is the Prime Minister would then have way too much power. So we got to consider that, too. But let's not get into that. Let's get into some music. I've got some John Lee Hooker and some Carlos Santana with the title track of the 1989 release, The Healer, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
the office, the girls and I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
Listening to South Kootenai Radio in the Creston Valley.
There we go, Link Ray bringing us up to this day in rock and roll history. Of course, we had Tired Pony there with Dead American Writers leading us up to this segment, which is heard weekdays at 8:15. Yeah. So the rock and roll history information for today, we're going to for November 14th, we've got a few birthdays here. 1938, Cornelius Gunter, tenor for the Coasters, and one of their big songs, Charlie Brown. Freddie Garrity, 1940, he was born, lead singer for Freddie and the Dreamers. 1948, James Young, guitar player for Styx, and one of their big hits, Sweet Madam Blue. Stephen Bishop was born on this day in 1951, his big song, On and On. What else do we have here? Useless trivia throughout the years. On November the 14th, we're going to start in 1960, and that's when Ray Charles' version of Hoagie Carmichael's 1930 standard, Georgia on My Mind, becomes the first of his three U.S. number one records. 1961, the Everly Brothers record Crying in the Rain, which will make it to number six in the U.S., becoming their 24th top 40 hit. 1970, Santana's version of Black Magic Woman is released in the U.S., where it will rise to number 4 during a 3-month run on the charts. The song was written by Peter Green and first appeared as a Fleetwood Mac single in various countries in 1968. What else? 1977, Wings released Mull of Kintyre, a tune about Paul McCartney's Scottish heritage, or his Scottish home at the southern or southwesternmost tip of the Kintyre Peninsula in southwest Scotland. The bagpipe-laced tune will become McCartney's all-time best-selling single in the UK, either with or without the Beatles. Despite being the first song to sell over 2 million copies in Great Britain, it was mostly ignored in North America. 1987, although they had been divorced for 12 years, Sonny and Cher appear together on The Late Show, where they are coaxed by David Letterman into singing I Got You, Babe. The crowd gave the pair a standing ovation, and which would prove to be the final performance together. It was shortly afterwards Sonny died of a skiing accident. But I remember seeing that particular show on Letterman, and of course they didn't want to sing it, but the crowd wouldn't let up. And in 1990, there's a little bit of a note for one of our listeners, Kathy. I know she's a huge Milli Vanilli fan. And anyway, his producer, Frank Farian, admits to reports that Fabrice Morian and Rob Plaidis never sang a note on the Milli Vanilli album. The duo eventually returned their Best New Artist Grammy. I guess the only thing they had going for them was a fancy haircut. Yeah. A do. All right. What do we got here? Let's get on with the tunes. James Young of Styx, born on this day in 1948. So let's start off with one of their big hits, Laura Lee, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
She sends me there by 8 tonight. magic woman. Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby.
Listening to the South Kootenai Radio broadcasting out of Creston Valley, and be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
Sonny and Cher with I Got You Babe. And of course it was on this day in 1987 that the two of them were on the Late Show with David Letterman and were coaxed into singing that song. What else do we have? Santana, their Black Magic Woman, that one released in on this day in 1970, and old Peter Green of Fleetwood Mac fame. That Peter Green actually released that one in 1968. And before that, we had Styx with Lorelei and James Young, the guitar player for the band, born on this day in 1948. Stay tuned tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. Now, let's have a look at the weather across the country here. Currently in the Crescent Valley, it's dropped down a degree. 4 degrees right now, and we are on our way to 8 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud. Now, over in Vancouver, they are currently cloudy and 8 degrees, and -7 in Yellowknife with some snow, -2 and sunny in Calgary. Winnipeg is 0 and cloudy. Toronto, 4 and sunny. Halifax, 1 degree and sunny, and with a few clouds. And St. John's, Newfoundland, 1 degree with a mix of sun and cloud. All right, what do we have coming up? I think... should I actually play that song? Nah, I think I'll play some Joan Jett. And the Blackhearts. I Hate Myself for Loving You. Yeah. Ooh.
Thank you. my days with a woman and kind. Smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. One that had tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Watch out.
Seems that the rum of the gods got a punch on the nose and it started to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach you in time. Meet you up there at the bad one
without a king. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard.
Get your South Kootenai Radio fix with Tim in the morning at 7:30, country at 10, folk at 2, blues at 3, rock at 5, and jazz at 10.
We'll be right back.
Okay, Dr. John there with Good Night Irene, an old Lead Belly song. And that song appeared on Dr. John's 1992 release, Going Back to New Orleans. And what do we have before that? Oh, some Zeppelin for our big listener, who's probably the number one Zeppelin fan. Located there up on the North Shore in New Brunswick, tuned in today and going crazy every time I play Zeppelin. But Going to California was the one we played there from the fourth album, released in 1971. All right, it is a quarter to the hour, and it's time for us to play our artist highlight, which, of course, is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And, well, Christmas is coming, folks, and Bedazzled is sure geared up for it. They've got lots of goodies in the store here, I noticed my last time in a few days ago, and some great gifts to be had. So if you've got somebody that's going to be getting you a gift, send them over to Bedazzled, and I'm sure there's something there that you would like. So today we're going to feature the music of Styx, as the guitar player, James Young, was born on this day in 1948, so I thought I'd play a few songs by the band. And what can I tell you about Styx? They formed in 1970 out of Chicago, Illinois, and the rare art rock band with commercial success, capable of producing monster hits with stadium rock, sweeping power ballads, and concept albums. Yeah. So we're going to start off here with Blue Collar Man, followed up by Renegade, and then Sweet Madam Blue. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Time. grip on my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Like it. South Kootenai Radio.
a word from your lips, and the world turned around. But somehow you've changed, you're so far away. I long for the past and dream of the days with you. Madame Blue. Heaven's door. Oh,
There you go, our artist highlight today, brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston, featuring the music of Styx. Well, I did that because the guitar player for the band, James Young, was born on this day in 1948. We heard Sweet Madam Blue, A Renegade, and started things off with Blue Collar Man. So stay tuned again tomorrow at about quarter to the hour when we have another installment of Album or Artist Highlight for you. Well, that pretty much brings this edition of Tim in the Morning to a close. Thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in, and hopefully we had some good tunes for you. And just a reminder, on the Hot Chicken and LP show today at noon, where we play full albums, today we're going to be playing Chris Knight's The Trailer Tapes. And if you want to know what's going on, the SKR, make sure you tune in to the program schedule or the website. Just go to theskr.com. That's theskr.com. And we have the program schedule there, and we have some all kinds of goodies, like podcasts that you can download, etc. Anyways, we're going to turn things over to the news crew here for 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and then we're going to come back to regular broadcasting. So have a great day, everyone. We'll catch you all on the flip side.
It is November 14th.